Filthy creature. How dare you trespass here, much less bring one of your vile firearms into these woods. Aww. You look frightened. I wish I could say that I care. Never seen a kitsune in person, eh? Idiot. You picked the worst possible time to go sightseeing. Aye, it's springtime, and there's a full moon tonight. We may not go fully feral like werewolves do, but the phases changing do affect our biology. Having your stinking human hide out and about in the wilderness right now is putting both your life and limbs in more than a bit of peril. Of all the things I said to disagree with, you truly believe that you do not have an aroma that is displeasing to a vulpine nose as sensitive as mine. Yet you do not deny that you trespass in this forest. That you came here with impure intentions. Beneath that sharp tang of fear, there is something positively appetizing about the way you smell. So delectable, mouth-watering, so undeniably male. No. Vulpines are omnivores. We don't typically dine upon the flesh of humans, but our sharp teeth are certainly designed for tearing into meat. What? You came out here to hunt for a kitsune during one of the most vulnerable times of the year for us? I can only imagine what even a portion of our pelts would sell for. Humans and their trophies. You make me sick. Are you trying to make me change my mind and decide that your trachea would make a lovely chew toy? You had no intentions to cause harm. Then why did you have a hunting rifle that you tried to blow my face off with when I tackled you? To protect yourself from male kitsune if you came across one. That's almost worse. Did you think that female kitsune are weaker than our male counterparts? They may be larger than us, but we're more than capable of taking care of ourselves. Especially when faced with a lone human with a boomstick. Aww. Go on and struggle, silly little man. I'm nearly 7 feet tall and my biceps are thicker than these. Pleasantly solid thighs of yours. Don't try being cute. Having great quads doesn't magically get you off the hook. Nearly everything that's come out of your mouth so far has been a contradiction or outright lie. You don't move unless I grant you the ability to do so. And you still haven't expressly stated your purpose in being here. This forest and my people who live within it are legally protected and nearly considered sacred to humans. Why are you here? Why are you suddenly being gentle and stroking my muzzle like that? You like how soft my fur is. Yes, it feels good, but that's not the tone. Ruffle my ears like that. It feels divine. Yeah, I was out here venting, trying to get the urges out of my system. You're no fool. You know this time of year, Kitsune and a variety of others are in heat. They need to breed and fight, to be embraced, but also destroy. You are in great danger here, you absolute fool. I'd free you and let you run, but I fear that if you bolt, I won't be able to resist chasing you and catching you. And whether the result of your capture is feasting or fucking, I can guarantee nothing, including your safety. As irritated and simultaneously enticed as I am by your presence, I don't want to kill you. Why was I out here boxing with trees? Distracting myself from the insatiable urge to mate with a bit of unhinged, old-fashioned violence. Luckily, I built my home out here, far enough away from most of the others. I've been lucky to not see any males the past few days. The last thing I need on my plate right now is a litter of kits. Do I look like a family woman to you? With these muscles, please. We may be bigger than humans, but we're not all this naturally ripped. This is by design and through hard work. Thank you very much. I'm just trying to get my own life in order, especially after only recently rejoining the Kitsune colony. My hands are a bit sore from punching the hell out of that unfortunate tree, I suppose. Why do you ask? Holy shit, I'm so sorry. Crap. I must have scraped my knuckles open on the bark. I am bleeding all over you. We have to get you inside and cleaned off. Trust me, if we don't go get my blood off of you, it'll be your own you end up covered in. Follow me. It's only a short walk to my place. Lock the door behind you and flip the light on. No, I don't need it. My eyes see just fine in the darkness. But your eyes aren't quite suited to that, yeah? That looks a hell of a lot worse in the light than I expected it to. Damn, that's a lot of blood. So, I'm going to shift, and it's probably going to look really weird. So, you might not want to watch. Yeah. And kitsune are shapeshifters. We don't just stay in giant furry fox anthro form all the time. I mean, we could, but maintaining that size takes a lot of fuel, a lot of food. Being slightly smaller and only having a few fox features is just simpler. Could I look completely human? If I wanted to. There are plenty of tales in our history of women deceiving powerful men by taking on a totally human guise. But no, I'm proud to be a kitsune. I've got nothing to hide. But I'm a lot less intimidating with just fox ears, this big floofy silver tail, and sharp teeth, right? No. I wish healing was as easy as just changing forms. Another thing the media got wrong. Surprise. It helps a teeny bit, depending on which form you shift to. Mostly, I just didn't want to have to try to clean the wounds through all that fur. It's easier when it's just bare skin. Damn it, that stings. Can you grab me that first aid kit over by you? I left it on the counter, knowing I was going to come back hurt. In one way or another. Oh. You don't have to help me dress the wounds. They're self-inflicted because I was being stupid. I kinda earned the damage for doing the dumb, you know? Thanks. My hands are pretty messed up, huh? When they're covered in fur, you can't see all the scars. Yep. I was out in the big wide world planning to make a living as an MMA fighter. Only in anthro leagues, obviously. I'm a lot of things, but a cheater isn't one of them. It wouldn't be fair to put us against normal humans, even if they agreed to it. Thank you. They do feel much better. I'm sure they'll be all healed up by morning. I hate going through this heat nonsense every spring and autumn. Annoying biology. Hey! Don't play with my ears like that. No. They're not sensitive like that. Jeez, what sort of ridiculous internet fanfiction nonsense have you been reading? Mm-hmm. I suppose I can let you pretend it wasn't obvious what you're into, considering that you were out in the woods hunting for a female kitsune in the middle of the spring heat cycle. Yeah, my ears are gray. Well, silver. Gray makes it seem like I'm old, And I'm only a few hundred, so honestly not that old. Well, for my people anyway. Not all kitsune look like red foxes. My long hair might look kinda platinum, but if you take a better look, since we're in decent lighting, it's just as silver as my tail. And my ears. I can let you touch the ears, I suppose, if you promise to be gentle. And since you did ask this time. You smell amazing from up close like this, without all the other outdoor scents interfering with it. I am still a bit taller than you. Is that weird? I could shift smaller if you'd rather. Here. Let me help you out, so you don't have to stand on your toes for the next one. There you go. Lifted you up and set this cute little ass right on the counter. So now we're practically the same height, right? Shit. Totally forgot. The whole point of this was to get you cleaned up. Take off your shirt for me. I could just take it off for you, but I'd rather watch, if you don't mind. Aww, what a perfect man you are for listening so well. Touch me, please. Fuck. I'm sorry. I really can't wait much longer. No, you have no idea how hard it's been to act like I had it together. I want you so badly. I said, touch me, damn it. Better. Don't be afraid to grab me. Hold me. Feel me. As rough as you want. You're not gonna hurt me, I promise. You saw my muscles while I was out there hitting that tree. You liked the way they bunched under my skin. And flexed when I put them to use, didn't you? I'll bet you're gonna like the way I put you to use even better. That's not fair. Your lips on my neck shouldn't feel so good. I really do love these thighs of yours, though. The way they feel my hands, firm and perfect. Oh, I love your little moans. Don't be afraid to get loud for me. Lord and Lady knows I'm not going to be quiet. What have you got hiding here for me? Oh, Our height difference doesn't mean shit when you're packing heat like this.
Fuck.
How did I get so lucky? You like when I rub it like that? All that delicious friction from my fingers. Rubbing your bulge is nothing compared to what my starved, needy pussy is going to do to this hard cock. Pull it out for me. I want a taste of that smooth, salty skin before I bury it inside of me. You're so obedient, and it looks so tasty. I wish I had the patience to play with you more. I love the way you're reacting. But as much as I love having my lips wrapped around that meat, I need you inside of me. There will be more time to play after this first time. Here, hop off the counter, drop those pants. Anything that's in the way, I want it gone. I want it gone now. I was practically naked anyway. No point in wearing tons of clothes when you're covered in fur and might rip it if you change form. My body feels so hot. God, it's unbearable. I've been wet since I pinned you down on the ground outside. Please don't make me wait anymore. Feel me wrap my fingers around this dick and bring you with me like it's a leash? Come on. The couch is fine. Don't need to get to the bed yet. Just sit the fuck down so I can ride you like you deserve. Oh. Yes. Grab my ass and force this dripping wet pussy all the way down. Ah. Feels so good. So deep inside. Stretching me out. Fuck. Use me. Fuck me. Harder. Oh. Your lips and my nipple feel so hot. Roll your tongue against it. Oh, scraping your teeth on it like that. No, don't stop. Oh, it's so good. Pinching my clit while I'm rolling these fox girl hips, these toned thighs, bouncing this hot, tight gun up and down on the length of your perfect cock. Fuck. Fuck. Oh no. We are not even close to done yet. You are gonna fill me up and you're gonna breathe me. You're gonna pump me so full of your cum that it'll be seeping out of me for days. Huh? no worries there. Humans and kitsune can't actually crossbreed. Our parts are compatible. But there's no way you can actually get me pregnant. But fucking me like this is gonna help this stupid heat cycle stop. And you get to have your cock milk dry of every drop those balls can produce. So that means we both win. Right? Oh, right. It's like you were made for me. Just the right fit. Stretching me out in only the best ways. Oh, it doesn't even matter that you don't have a knot. You look so good with your eyes rolled back like that, your head tipped back, your mouth open just a little. I can tell you're so close. Don't hold back. I'm not going to let you escape. No pulling out. No moving that cock anywhere other than inside of me. Wrap your hands around my thighs and squeeze. I want to feel your fingertips digging into the flesh as I bring you over the edge. Yes. Yes. Oh, there it is. Yes. Come for me. Yes. Fill up my hungry, needy, tight little cunt. Every pump, every spurt, all of it. Give it to me. I need it. I want it. It's mine. It's so wet. You're still buried inside of me, but I can feel it dripping down my thighs. Oh, fuck. Oh, your cheeks are all flushed and you're panting too. Give me a second, and I can go grab some water and snacks. Thank you so much. So, was it worth it? Pegging a kitsune in heat. Aww, you're so cute. There's so much more you're going to give me before the sun rises. I've got plenty of snacks to keep us fueled up. But for now, let me just pull this blanket over us for a minute while I still keep this cock nice and warm for you. Aw, it's fine if it goes soft inside of me. I promise it won't stay that way for long.